Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
713-572-4610. Send us pictures of your lunch. We want to see them. 713-572-4610. Been some good ones this week. Honey Badger, looks like he could be destined for Tampa Bay. More evidence yesterday as Bruce Arians, his former head coach in Arizona, that's one of the reasons, signed Andre Ellington, a former running back in Arizona. That's another one of the reasons. Bruce Ellington already bringing in his former guys to Tampa Bay. It would make sense that he would bring back the best member, best player on his defense as well in the Honey Badger. And reason number three why he looks like he's heading towards Tampa Bay or could be, and they'll be a player for his services, is Todd Bowles, also his defensive coordinator at Arizona, is the stepfather of his girlfriend and baby mama.
Yeah.
So we know that, I guess you could say blood is thicker than water in that instance, I guess because the baby has their blood.
By extension, yeah.
Yeah, you can help me out with these, OG. But there are a lot of signs that point to the Honey Badger going to Tampa Bay. I think that would be a bad thing because I've been sold as the offseason has gone on and the fluid process of it that the Honey Badger is the guy that Brian Gay needs to sign of all the potential free agents. I don't want to see him go. I like what he brings. I think he was getting his feet under him last year, and circumstances didn't allow him to be as productive as we'd expected. So I want the Honey Badger back. I don't want to see him go in 19 days when free agency begins in the NFL.
And I just don't think that's the top priority. You know, do I want the Honey Badger back? Yeah, I want all the players. Give me them all. Give me all the good players out there on the Houston Texans so this team can, this city can finally experience something great. But that, you know, outside of that, you don't need him. Number one, you have other priorities other than that safety position. And I'm going to explain exactly why right here. I think a lot of it, I was having breakfast with my guy Dan Pastorini. That's why I got a couple of books for you today. And he asked me about the Honey Badger. And I said, I hate to say it because I think he's a good dude by and large. I know you have fun with it, but let's be serious. I know you have fun with me kind of like whatever, this alleged
I'm
social,
here. I'm being serious.
Social media feud or whatever.
I'm being serious.
I'm being very serious. I said, I think he's more show than go right now. That doesn't mean he can't go. That doesn't mean he stinks. But let's look at some numbers. The NFL.com ranked all the safeties. Now that includes, to be fair, strong safeties and free safeties. All right. But he ranked 14th in the league, among all safeties.
That's good.
That's good. It's absolutely good. It's not 3 years, $26 million or whatever he's going to ask.
Sure it is.
Hold on. Let's see if you still think that. Number one. Number two, in terms of interceptions, he played every game. And Justin Reed and Andre Howell, who played only 8 games, had more interceptions. You go back and look and think about his 2 interceptions that he had. He only had 2. All right. And that's what he's here for, making big plays. Both of them bounced off the player that the ball was intended for. Both passes. And he was there to his credit. He got it. All right. The other thing, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries. Justin Reed, Kareem Jackson, Andre Howell, and Batamosi had more fumble recoveries than he did. He's a big playmaker that didn't make the most big plays in your secondary. That's what it comes down to. And then the last thing that I think is the most important thing when it comes to do you prioritize Tyrann Mathieu or do you prioritize other places on your defense, this is a cover the tight end league. You got to cover the tight end. His weakest part of his game is tight end coverage. And, oh, by the way, next year, you want a list of the tight ends you're going to face next year?
Sure.
Travis Kelce.
Good.
Jared Cook. Good. Eric Ebron twice. Rob Gronkowski. Ben Watson. Hunter Henry. Antonio Gates. You are facing the best tight ends in football next year with a guy that is not making big plays, has not had as many fumble recoveries or interceptions as other players in his secondary, and is a good safety, but not good at covering tight ends.
But this is why I think the Honey Badger will be better next year. Number one, he's got a healthy season under his belt. He was coming back from injury last year. He's got a healthy season under his belt. Number two, he'll be more familiar with the system. So it was his first year in the Romeo Crennel system. He'll be more familiar. Number three, the circumstances didn't allow him to roam free as much as you'd like to use him because the cornerbacks went down and it was a very depleted secondary. So assuming that Aaron Colvin, you can just make him a slot corner instead of trying to rely on him as an outside guy. Mm-hmm. Assuming that Aaron Colvin can cover guys on the inside, which he did at a very high level in Jacksonville, best in the league.
Right.
Assuming that the Texans just cut their losses and put him in that role, that means the Honey Badger will no longer have to do it.
Right.
So I think that the circumstances around him will allow the Honey Badger to be better than he was last season.
I mean, it could, but all I'm telling you is what we see already. Do you think Justin Reed will be better next year?
I think Justin Reed's going to be an all-pro one day. I think Justin Reed,
okay.
I think Justin Reed, if you put Justin Reed, Tyrann Mathieu, and Andre Howe as your top three safeties, and then whoever you want to put behind them, a contributor on special teams or whatever there, I think safety is a position of strength.
Well, that's my counterpoint to what you just said. Justin Reed is probably going to improve and probably improve more than Tyrann Mathieu will in this system in his second year. On top of that, what if Kareem Jackson plays 16 games at safety, not six or seven or whatever it was? You know, how good will he be? Will he improve more? I just like prioritizing. Look, I like the guy. I think he can be a contributor, but he's not the Honey Badger anymore. He's a good NFL safety that you can probably prioritize elsewhere.
Would you care to give him a new nickname?
I mean, he's what is he? Is he Honey Boo Boo? He goes from the Honey Badger to Honey Boo Boo. Now he is going to kick my ass. You made me say that.
He's gearing up for a tweet right now.
Landry's lost it.
That's the decision that they're going to have to make, though. You just mentioned it. Is the Honey Badger or Kareem Jackson? Mm-hmm. And when we started out, I thought Kareem Jackson should be that guy. And I am intrigued by the possibility of Kareem playing safety, which he says he wants to do for a whole season.
Now, he is older.
He is older.
But hasn't he protected his body more than Tyrann Mathieu?
I mean, he's been more durable.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. Honey Badgers already had, I want to say, two season-ending injuries mm-hmm. or at least one. So he is younger. Honey Badger is younger. Kareem Jackson did look good, though. If we're just looking at the tape, like, look, let me put it this way. If you just put the tape of Kareem Jackson, first four games last year in front of me.
He's all pro.
He's the best player on the defense.
Yeah.
Like he was the best player on the defense, but he's a year older. We don't know if the fact that he played that well was because he was in a contract year, which mm-hmm. I guess you could say Tyrann Mathieu was as well.
Right.
But they're gonna have to make that choice. And if I'm making that choice, I'm going with the Honey Badger. I love Kareem Jackson. I'm going with the Honey Badger. Some people have thrown out. I think it was Paul Gallant on Mad Radio said bring him back both. That would be dumb. That would be foolish.
Especially when you have so much confidence in Justin Reed and to be honest, I mean, Andre Howe, that guy's a miracle. You know, he's a walking miracle. And he had more interceptions than Honey Badger. Let's not gloss over that. Andre Howe had more interceptions and more fumble recoveries.
He's perfect in that role, though, but you don't want Andre Howe on the field on
why not?
In run situations.
Yeah, he had,
he's a cover guy. He was a corner in college.
He had more big plays than Tyrann Mathieu in half the games.
Tyrann Mathieu had three sacks.
No, sacks he did have. Yeah, sacks he did have.
Which is crazy to say because three sacks was actually sixth on the team. Christian Covington had 3.5. Mathieu had 3. So you got to think maybe Romeo Crennel likes mm-hmm. him a little bit more. They're going to tip their hand very early in this process.
And what value do you put on leadership? Because he clearly is a guy the guys gravitate to. Tyrann Mathieu is.
I put it very high, but I also think that if we're talking about the maturation and the progress of Justin Reed, friend of the show,
he inspires us.
And I asked Justin Reed when he came on the show, what is your role moving forward? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see you become more of a leader? And he said yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So the leadership, regardless of what happens, the Texans are lucky to have had the Honey Badger on this team for 1 year.
Right.
They were lucky. They're blessed. Just because I think Justin Reed is going to be the best safety in the history of this franchise,
mm-hmm.
And look, that's really not saying a ton because it's a young franchise, but I think Justin Reed will be the best safety in Texans history. A lot of that, and a lot of the reason is, number one, because of the talent he has, number two, because of the pedigree he has with mm-hmm. his brother, but also because he was able to spend 1 year with the Honey Badger, and the Honey Badger made him a better player and a better leader.
There's one more reason that maybe you don't prioritize Tyrann Mathieu. You don't want to get in a bidding war. No player that's a free agent of yours is going to be bid on more than Tyrann Mathieu. We've got Tampa Bay, we've talked about. San Francisco apparently is going to make a run at him. New Orleans and Green Bay have talked. There's been reports that they're going to run at
him. Because Green Bay traded their safety last year, Ha-Ha Clint Dix.
Right, and New Orleans is going to be in need of a safety. So if I'm Brian Gain, I'm like, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the priorities I have. I'm looking at the season that he had. I'm looking at the tight ends coming next year that you're going to have to face with a guy that's the weakest part of his game. And then I'm looking at who am I going to bid against. I don't want to bid against five other teams for Tyrann Mathieu. I just don't.
We're going to know soon. I mean, we're going to know in 19 days. It's going to be very quick. It's going to be a quick process. And also, I don't know. Maybe we put too much stock in social media. You know, a lot of people do. But just if social media is any implication of the Honey Badger's emotions, if he feels like he's being disrespected or lowballed by the Texans, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to react in that situation. If he feels like someone's showing him love, he seems like a guy that would, and I don't mean this insulting, a lot of guys mm-hmm. do. A lot of guys have egos, a lot of players. He seems like a guy that's going to enjoy the process of teams fighting for his
services.
Well,
and that leads to one more thought that you always hear me talk about. You know, one of my favorite things to say is, you know, just spell the name right. You know, any publicity is good publicity is basically what that's saying. Tyrann Mathieu is living proof that when you have a cool nickname and people know you and they've spelled the name right, you benefit financially, whether people love you or hate you. Just spell the name right, man.
So you're just saying if his name was just Tyrann Mathieu and there was no Honey Badger nickname, that the appeal and the popularity wouldn't be as high.
I do think that. Would you agree?
I agree from an analyst standpoint because mm-hmm. I think Booger McFarland sucks, mm-hmm. Especially at the NFL. I thought he was all right at college with all the hoopla and mystique that he likes to hype up. But I think Booger McFarland, I don't think he belongs calling Monday Night Football games. But I think because his name's Booger, I think he sounds more appealing. I think if he just went by Anthony McFarland and he was never known as Booger, I don't think the appeal would be there.
Just another Anthony McFarland. Very few times, very rarely is publicity bad publicity. I'm talking about good or bad. Any publicity is good publicity.
That's debatable. You've said this 100 times. I don't know.
Just spell the name right.
There's bad publicity.
There is, but it's a lot less.
Come on.
It's a lot less. But even the presumed, I'll give you an example.
I mean, come on, dude.
I'll give you an example. Even presumed bad publicity, all right, helps your brand. Two words.
John.
Two words. Colin Kaepernick. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars before he even settled for it. Did you see the report? 80 million. We were estimating 40. People are reporting that he got 80 million.
But I don't know that he. I don't know that he ever really had.
He had the worst publicity. Don't go there. He had the worst publicity.
It was split. It was divided.
Yes,
publicity.
That's my point. Just spell the name right.
But the bad publicity added fuel to his good publicity. Coming up next, former NFL cornerback Stanford Routt's going to join the show. We're going to talk to him about Romeo Crennel and the Texans defense. We're also going to talk to him about J.D. Clowney. What does he think the Texans should do? Keep it locked. Stanford Routt in the building next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.